Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to share a story about my godkids. And for their birthday this year, my wife and I took them to a place called iFly, which is sort of an indoor skydiving thing, where basically instead of jumping out of an airplane, I mean, I think it was their sixth and eighth birthdays or seventh and ninth birthdays. I should know this. But it was, you know, didn't seem like a great idea. Didn't think their parents would appreciate us throwing them out of an airplane at 15,000 feet. But what you can do in these is it's basically a giant vertical wind tunnel. So they do a little bit of practice and they get into their flight suit. And then they're walked in with an instructor into this wind tunnel. And then the wind blows up so strong that if they can hold their body steady, it's as if they're flying. They get to ride the updraft. And depending on how they use their body, they can take them up and then they can maneuver. And you could see the instructors who've obviously logged hundreds and thousands of hours doing, riding the updraft, can do flips and tricks and can drop all the way down as if they're going to crash and then fly up like Superman and do all sorts of very cool things. Now, the reason that I wanted to bring that up today is because it struck me when I was watching Kai and Ryder kind of ride the updraft that's very like what my clients and I learn to do when we want to perform at our best in life. But the updraft that we're riding isn't a physical wind tunnel. It's the updraft of the deeper intelligence inside us. It's the updraft of the deeper mind. In other words, there's a sense in which any time we throw ourselves onto the mercy of mind, we jump off the edge of our knowing, the edge of our logic, the edge of what we can do through hard work and will, and we jump into the unknown. We are caught by this deeper intelligence, by the updraft of this deeper mind, and it supports us with ideas and possibilities and the ability to spot opportunities in the world around us that we literally could not see because they did not exist before we jumped. So there's a saying, jump and the net will appear. Well, it's even better than that. Jump and you'll catch the updraft. And it may take some time. There may be a learning curve about how to maneuver in the updraft, about how to let it lift you and how to not be stuck in it and how to not fall in spite of the updraft. You may have to learn how to be with that deeper intelligence, how to listen for it, how to let it fill you up, how to let it guide you. But the more you do it, the more amazing the ride and the cooler things you'll be able to do in the world. And it isn't you, because the updraft is doing the heavy lifting, but it's not you, because you do have to kind of learn how to let the updraft uplift you, how to work with it. And it always reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from the French poet Guillaume Apollinaire, and the translation is, "Come to the cliff," he said. They said, "We are afraid." "Come to the cliff," he said. They came. He pushed them, and they flew. So for yourself, your mission, if you choose to accept it this week, is to really notice opportunities to throw yourself onto the updraft, to take yourself into situations where you don't know what to do, and to allow what comes to mind to come from the updraft of mind, and to ride that updraft, and to see what levels of success and happiness and impact in the world you can have. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.